In Galatians 3:24, we are told that the law was our schoolmaster to bring us to Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The law is contained in the first five books of the Bible, but Jesus restated it very succinctly and powerfully. I will read from Matthew 22, beginning in verse 34. But when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. Today I'll be focusing on verse 37. When we come to this text, we may approach it in a variety of ways. One of the easiest of them is to simply accept it as truth, but this is not enough. Many of the Pharisees did this much, but felt comfortable living in their whitewashed tombs, continuing on the wide road to hell. As it is written, even the demons believe and tremble. One may believe the truth, even proclaim it accompanied with many signs and wonders, and yet be found without Christ's righteousness on the day of judgment. The Pharisees, and many others to this day, fail to stand justified by faith since they attempt to use the law to justify themselves through their own works. To be justified by faith, we must first accept the law as our schoolmaster. We must understand that it does not serve to justify us, but to show us the impossibility of being justified by our own works. So do we love the Lord with all our heart? Is our life so centered on Christ that no affection, emotion, desire, or purpose could ever stand between us and God? Is there even one small item we would find impossible to separate from our heart for the sake of Christ? Do we love the Lord with all our soul? Have we created any other gods? Do relationships, money, the cares of this world, or even our own self-righteousness lurk in some small corner of our soul, vying for even the smallest portion of that love God has claimed for himself alone? Do we love the Lord with all our mind? In all the space spanned by our God-given intellect, can one thought be found of a different love? The Lord knows our thoughts, so we dare not rest on our intellectual capacities to reason away any trespass. If we are willing, we may see the verdict today. If not, it waits for our arrival on that great day of judgment. Let us pray. Lord, in countless ways, countless times, we have transgressed the greatest commandment. We know you require the entirety of our love, yet we cherish many other things in your place. Convict us and draw us to repentance. We are unable to repent save through your grace, so we turn to you in Christ's name. Amen.